From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. High school. Those two little words are enough for many of us to conjure up strong feelings of loyalty and nostalgia, or as the case may be, nightmares. Today, we begin a series on the American high school experience. Throughout this coming year, we'll be checking in with students and faculty at Roosevelt High in Seattle. Judging by its test scores, Roosevelt is an above-average school in a below-average school district. It's better off than a lot of urban schools. It draws students from a middle-class neighborhood, and most of them are headed to college. At the same time, it struggles to keep up with suburban schools outside Seattle that have more resources. NPR's Robert Smith begins the series by looking at Roosevelt High through the eyes of its newest and youngest students.
Painted on the front steps of Roosevelt High School is a poem by Robert Frost. It's about innocence. Nature's first green is gold, her hardest hue to hold. Well, the poem goes on, but it's obscured on this morning by a couple hundred freshman sneakers. Nobody's looking down at the verses anyway. It's the first day of school and they're all looking up. The night before, the senior class toilet paper, the landscape, the 50-foot trees, the shrubs, the flower beds, all draped with white.
They've done it every year for about a decade or so, and they tried to stop it last year, but it didn't work.
Ninth grader Andreas Graf and his buddy, Siva Shiva, got the lowdown on Roosevelt traditions from an older brother. They also got some dubious advice for facing these early mornings.
My brother told me to take caffeine pills because
that's just wrong.
It's just wakes you up.
You can get addicted on those.
There's no homeroom this year. Usually there's a homeroom, which is about half an hour long, so you just sleep in there or do homework. But this year, we don't have that. Just longer classes. So.
Just up the steps, a group of ninth grade girls have found each other after a long summer and are tangled in a group hug. They have a glittery confidence that clearly ruled their middle school. But now as ninth graders, Ashlyn Jacobson and Sarah Iannelli are trying to keep a lower profile.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk to any older boys. That's my strategy, basically. I'll be the one falling down the stairs.
Trying over people's feet.
Asking all the upperclassmen where this class is. I'm okay with that.
The freshmen try and look nonchalant, but there's a nervous energy in the crowd. No one seems to want to go inside the building. After all, it's sunny out here, and inside is a strange new world, and a day of waiting in long lines for schedules and ID photos.
That's great. Perfect. Thanks, Frank. Okay, who's next?
Bruce Rowland has been taking school pictures for decades. Nobody dresses up anymore, he says, and they've perfected the deadpan.
Freshmen don't smile.
Really? How come?
The little macho thing. They just, freshmen don't smile. Juniors, seniors do, but freshmen kind of... This guy will smile, though. Look at that guy. Okay. Mr. Handsome Man, huh? That's it. Just like that. Looks
freshmen
great,
don't
good.
Smile.
Perfect.
Well,
thank
what's
you.
There to smile about? They've gone from being the top dogs of their middle schools to being the smallest things in the hallway. As if puberty weren't hard enough, they now have to face a giant school holding 1,800 kids with harder classes, more homework, and grades that actually matter. Carol Hardy teaches language arts for freshmen.
It's so easy to slip through the cracks in big high schools. And ninth graders who come in and it's like, woo, there's so much freedom. You know, it's so different. You could really lose them quickly and immediately. And then getting them back would be huge.
Nationwide, educators have realized that ninth grade is a make or break year. Kids who become lost or disillusioned as freshmen are at a higher risk for dropping out. At the same time, ninth grade is one of the best times to target low-performing youth and get them attention. With that in mind, Roosevelt's principal, Lisa Kadama, decided to keep the ninth graders separate from the upperclassmen for the first few days and coach them through the transition.
This is the foundation for their high school experience. If we can bring them in and help them to have a good first year, transition into the school, feel comfortable at their future alma mater, that's everything.
The administration has designed a special orientation program, pairing up freshmen with upper-class mentors. Roosevelt's funneled all its new state money into reducing class sizes for ninth graders. But some things haven't changed. The ninth graders still get the worst lockers up on the third floor. Andreas Graf and Siva Shiva just got their combinations.
Mine's even worse.
Great.
Got stickers and...
residue.
Gooey liquids.
Okay, this is getting weird.
Okay. Yeah, I've had enough in my locker already.
These two already have their game plans. Andreas is a tall, sandy-headed kid who's already gone out for the freshman football team. He's decided to carry around his books in a backpack so he doesn't have to climb up to the third floor. Siavash, the smaller of the two, is just determined to stay out of the seniors' way. There are rumors in the hallways that the seniors are out to haze the freshmen. Froshing, it's called. And that can include paddling or being thrown in the lake, or worse. A couple sophomores, Tora Lindsay and Robert Doffmeyer, gave the two freshmen some advice.
Don't go to any
any school activities.
Don't go to any school activities.
Football games, dances. Your seniors are picking you.
Good chance you might get paddled if you're a freshman.
But the administration knows what's up.
And I'm just going to write a couple of key words. So, what is hazing? How does it make you feel? And what advice?
The freshman class is broken up into groups for a little rap session on hazing. They bring in upperclassmen like Maggie Baxter to help calm the jitters.
The people who are doing the hazing aren't cool anyway. Like, they're huge losers, most of them, that are trying to be cooler.
It was meant to make the freshmen feel better, but the class just seems to confirm the rumors. Watch out for seniors.
You guys want to learn the fight song?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Fight on. Roosevelt High School. Curl back the foe. Bring home the glory.
Roosevelt school spirit is hammered in with pep rallies and dress-up days. The freshmen are told about school traditions, never step on the school motto in the front hall, and regulations. The school won't bail you out if you shoplift, and given school history tours. Roosevelt has been in this massive brick building for 80 years, and the ruts are well worn into the stairs and hallways. The ninth graders move in packs, and when they do encounter upperclassmen, their eyes drop and their faces go blank.
Well, let me remind you, it's pre-writing today. So pencils or pens, whatever that means, pre-writing will be useful for you. Paper is there.
A couple of weeks later, the strange has become routine, and some actual learning has begun. The teachers are reporting a good crop of ninth graders. Carol Hardy teaches language arts, and unlike some teachers, actually requested to teach the freshmen.
The thing that's nice about ninth graders coming to high school is they have that they have a little fear, and they're also fresh, and they're not at all jaded because they've never had high school. They're more malleable.
Hardy has already had them finish the science fiction classic Fahrenheit 451, and today it's a standardized test to get a benchmark on their writing skills. Although the orientation may have helped their attitude, Hardy says the real benefit for freshmen has been the class size reduction. Money from a state initiative has been set aside by Roosevelt specifically for ninth graders. Hardy's second period class has gone from 30 kids to 22. After class, the ninth graders seem to be moving through the hall with increased confidence, or at least faking it. You can still pick them out, though, especially at lunch. Upperclassmen can leave the campus. The lunchroom is all freshmen.
If you have chicken enchilada and vegetable, today's hot carrots and french fries.
In the corner of the lunchroom, Andreas Graf and Siavash Shiva now admit that their calmness that first day was an act. But now, a month later, they say they really are comfortable.
It's more casual. We're not really uptight about everything. And
the first day, we were kind of wary of all the seniors, juniors, and everything. Now, we'll just walk around them, just sit. We aren't scared or afraid of them anymore.
Oh, they've heard tell of a few water balloons being thrown. But other than that, no hazing. The thing that amazes them is how much freedom they have that they didn't have in middle school. They can wear hats in the hallways, choose their own classes, be treated like they're almost adults. Academically, Andreas says he's working harder than he ever has before, but it hasn't been as bad as he imagined.
I thought it would just be a cold shower, you know, bursting out, and then suddenly the hard world hits me in the face, but that didn't seem to happen. We slowly adjusted, and now it's like I've been doing this for the last 3 years.
World weary at the age of 14. Yeah, they're going to fit in just fine. Robert Smith, NPR News, Seattle.